Time now for Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everything up in Grand Marais?
Absolutely beautiful.
I agree. How much snow did you get?
I'm not really sure. Right here by the lake, not very much. But
okay.
Over the last week or so, we've probably gotten, I don't know, 9-10 inches up on the ridge.
Is it wet enough to hang on to the trees?
It was earlier.
Yeah.
The wind is taking care of that, though.
When we last spoke a week ago, we were just starting to get the snow at that time on the 14th or on the 13th, and it was what a week we had! Wow, just amazing. The temperature at that time was warm. We were at about 30 some degrees, and therefore the snow was wet and it was sticking on the trees. And we had a northeast wind which kind of plastered it harder against the trees and the utility poles and so forth. The next day, the temperature dropped a bit and the snow stayed. And yes, I was out to get out to do cross country skiing. What was amazing was the two following days where it was just remarkably calm. We had clouds on both days, just remarkably calm. This whole expression, gray November, really lived up to itself at that time. And so as a result, and the temperature dropped, this snow stayed on. And a lot of places, the snow is still on the trees. This much, a whole week later, still hanging on the trees. Back on last Sunday is just a remarkable day to go out. I was out. I shot over 100 photos. All these trees bent over with the snow on them. The small trees, of course, you bump the trees and they drop snow. Snow falls off and they snap right back up. But the big trees are not as flexible, and we had a number of big branches go down under the weight of the snow. The other thing that's been so amazing was watching the lake. Wow, we had 0% ice a week ago at this time. And then as I watched through the week, it kept on getting bigger and bigger. We reached on the 17th, Wednesday, we reached up to 75% of an ice cover. And then because of the mild temperatures, we dropped back a little bit. But this morning I went out and I estimated a 90% cover. And if the temperatures get down or stay where they are now, I could see very much once again that we have a complete cover. We bottomed out this morning at about 10 degrees. I noticed in the forecast that before next week, we speak next week, we could very well be seeing 0 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this is the time of change. November is amazing that way. If you compare the first half and the second half, it's just a completely different, like a completely different month. I have been talking a lot this fall about what I call Otwin, the time between the leaf drop and the snow cover. Well, we may have reached the end of Otwin now, because when the snow comes and stays, that's when I call the end of Otwin. And though many people, when we saw had this snow last weekend, many people thought, well, no, it's not going to last. It appears like it is lasting. This may be the time of freeze-up. We'll certainly know a lot more by the end of the month. But it's earlier than most of us expected. The other thing of note, I hope you had a chance to get out after dark last night. Dark never really happened. It was really, really amazing, this full moon. I went out and I took a couple of walks looking for the reflection of the moon off of the ice, the newly formed ice. Yeah, we have another bright one like that in schedule for tonight, but with the clouds, it may be a little harder to see. Last night, it was clear. It was just remarkable. Jupiter is also up in the evening, very bright, and Venus now has joined the show. It's very bright in the early morning for those of us who get up at a good enough time. In addition to that, there's been movement of birds. I mentioned some in the past. We had a couple more of them this week. I had the first pine siskins come to a bird feeder. I had flocks of golden eyes that I saw on the lake. Now, you probably have had those for a while already, but they showed up in this area just recently. Rough-leg hawks, which another one that comes down from the north. I kept expecting to see them, and finally last weekend I did see one, but boy, this week every day I've been seeing a couple of them, so they've been hanging around. And then we had an interesting experience with two other birds. One of them was hooded mergansers. I was watching a pair of hooded mergansers last Sunday out in a pond. Well, by the next morning, that same pond was covered with ice. Mm. So I think during the night, they must have decided it was time to move on. The other interesting thing was I came up on a ruff grouse that was in full display. It was a male, and it was roughed up its feathers, and it fanned out its tail. It was in full display, like courting a female. And I thought, wow, what an interesting thing to see at this time in November. Yeah, the bird was completely oblivious of me. There was a couple of females nearby, and boy, he was interested in them. Interesting, I'm not quite sure what was going on there. The other sightings of note was this is something that it took me a little while to see it, but once I finally found it, I became aware that it is a pretty much of a regular occurrence. The ice that formed this week was of two types. The ice that formed in the ponds and swamps was formed when the snow fell into those smaller bodies of water and then formed kind of a slush, and that slush froze. Therefore, the ice is not very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, on the lake, the snow that fell into the lake was just kind of absorbed by the lake water, and it didn't freeze. But the following days, the ice did form on the lakes. Well, therefore, the ice on the lake is real clear. Now, what I've learned in recent years, you go out after the clear ice forms and you walk along the edge of the lake, or if it's strong enough, you walk on it and look through, and you can see movements of critters still active underneath that ice. Well, I started to know what to look for and where to look for it, and so twice this week I went out and I saw turtles moving under the ice. Yesterday, it was really remarkable. There was one painted turtle and two snapping turtles, and yeah, they haven't settled down yet for the winter, still doing some movement. In addition to that, last Sunday, as I said, was a remarkable day to get out. It was also a remarkable time to see animal tracks, and most of the tracks that I saw, coyote, fox, deer, squirrel, etc., are ones that I expected to see, but right in the midst of them, there was a bear tracks. The bear had not yet settled down, and it was still looking for meals or a place to stay, or perhaps both. And then, for those who want to get down and take a closer look, yes, there's insects and spiders that move around on a day like we had last Sunday. Right now, it's a little bit too cold, but when we have a day like we had last Sunday, when it was warmer, it's about 30 degrees, yeah, there is some movements of insects and spiders. So, yeah, really, really, really interesting. You know, I got to throw this in, but one last thing. I've been watching the trees. There are still a few trees with leaves on. Weeping willow is probably the best known, and then for those who are fortunate or perhaps unfortunate enough to have a buckthorn still keeps its leaves, but there's another one, and that's lilac. Lilac leaves stay on very late. Well, it was interesting to note that the last lilac leaves dropped from our tree here on Friday, and the very next day on Saturday, the lilacs took on a coating of snow. So going from one to the other. Well, it's going to be interesting by the time we see things next time around. And don't forget, there's a little holiday between now and then, too. So take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber is a regular feature of North Shore Weekend.